Well, good day, people. Now, this is a video that's a bit belated from last night because I got involved with my radio. And it's still working okay at the moment. I thought I'd take a look at some news items, and I'll put the links down below, to explain a lot why men are walking away and staying away. And all I can say is about goddamn time. Femmon's behaviour is atrocious nowadays. And the more they get away with, the worse it gets. Most of them don't even act like grown-ups. So here's an obviously entitled Femmon, and she was caught kicking and punching a horse. Let's take a look at that again a little bit slower. See the way she holds the reins so she can get a good whack at the horse's head. Now this Femmon was filmed doing this, and I'm sure this wasn't the first time she's ever done that. But this was the first time she got caught on video. And as this video went kind of viral, the RSPCA thought they'd go virtual single and charge her with animal cruelty. Now I've had dealings with the RSPCA and they're absolutely useless nowadays. There was a dog barking in a flat for days, so I phoned the RSPCA and they said they couldn't do anything about it. I said, well, what about the dog? It must be in stress. They couldn't help. And if you notice that about the RSPCA, they virtual signal all the time about things, but actually do nothing. So don't give to them anymore. Anyway, this Femmon was charged with animal cruelty, but she was cleared. How in the hell could she be cleared? The evidence is on the video. But she says that she's lost her job as a teacher, she's had death threats. You know, the usual. She's the victim, not the horse. And there's a picture of her and her husband, and her husband supporting her all the way. Well, he would do, wouldn't he? Otherwise he'd get whacked. But all the time they get away with taking no responsibility for their actions, it'll continue to happen and get worse. Can you imagine if that was a man who did that on video? Well, he'd be charged, probably put in jail. Anyway, let me know what you think. Oh, and here's, oh, that's sweet. Look at that. Oh, they must have just got married. Look how sweet they look. Yeah, she's sweet like a chewed up toffee. So I guess she wants a divorce after 19 years and they have 3 children together. And what's it really all about at the end of the day? Well, to her, money. Now, she is a handbag designer. Wow, she must be real deep and complex. And he is just a director of quite a few films and starred in a few successful films as well. But it's hardly as important as a handbag designer, is it? But like at the end of the day, what does she want is money. It seems to be that these Femmons marry somebody with some sort of potential and money, and they put their time in a little bit, then they want their payoff. They're always just there for the payoff. Of course, she's been offered $129,000 a month, but that's not enough, she says. She wants $175,000 a month. Well, I mean, I know where she's coming from. I mean, I'm spending $200,000 a month myself, and that's only having caviar every other day. But it does show what really counts to a Femmon and how greedy they really are. And because there's children involved, she used them as weapons and pawns and levers. Now, of course, this divorce is on a grand scale. Lots of money involved. But it happens on every divorce, nearly. So why can't a lot of men see it and continue to get married? As my father used to say, lambs to the slaughter. So here's a picture, and I hope you don't get too distressed by this. But this is a man kissing a Femmon on the lips. Of course he should be covered in tar, put on a horse and rode through town, and banished for life. I mean, it wasn't just a peck on the cheek, it was a kiss on the lips. And of course there's calls for his sacking. I have no real idea why men have anything to do with Femmons at all. They should give them a wide berth. They're so damn entitled. Then the feminine question is playing along with it all. She's all upset and it was so damn traumatic. She's never been kissed on the lips before. I mean, you'd think it'd be quite normal for a man kissing a Femmon. But there wasn't any consent, you see. So a man buys flowers for a Femmon or even a gift and just surprises her with it. Is she upset about that? Does she need consent before he gets it? Nah, it's all double standards. I knew as soon as Femmons would get into soccer or whatever, there would be problems. And of course, big ones, eh? They won't be happy until they're the only ones left in soccer. But nobody is gonna goddamn watch them. I mean, let's face it, this man was taken over by feelings. They won the game, didn't they? And he was just ecstatic about it all. So he embraced a Femmon and kissed her. Soon Femmons will be saying,
Why don't men kiss us anymore?
And the funny thing is, if this guy kissed another guy on the lips, it probably would have been all right. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think about these news items. And just let me try my radio one more time that I fixed. Stay away from her, mate. She'll do you.